Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wonder what to do with your moon pies. Well, I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was the chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 13-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Drop, keep a screaming for more.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning. Good Sunday morning. Middle of June, just about. Beautiful outside, beautiful and steamy.
It is summer.
That's why I like my vegetables, are steamy.
Yeah.
So, anyway, steaming on the vine as they're growing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, good morning, Stu. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sip of Chew with Mike and Stu. Man, I got to tell you, I am still stuffed from last night.
Yeah.
Or actually, late afternoon. Yesterday, we had to have a
big old tuna fish sandwich.
Well, we had to finish up what we started 2 months ago over in Mississippi. The burger competition didn't happen, so they did the barbecue, the bacon, the bourbon, and the burger part. They had to put off till this weekend, yesterday. So they got most of the same judges to go back and finish up what we started 2 months ago. And those burgers, man, I'll let Danny tell it all about it because he stuck around. Me and Roy got left. And Danny will be calling at the bottom of the hour, as he always usually does, to fill us in on the happenings around.
100% of the time he calls in 100% of the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Count on that.
Yeah,
but yeah, he'll probably tell us who won. I had an idea who won because one of them just blew us away when they brought it into the room, and I go, and we had questions. There was questions about it, and it almost created a scandal.
A scandal.
Yes, but it was a good. It's turned out good for everybody, and
and
left happy, and.
Well, they especially took, you, right?
They even took care of us on the libations there.
Yeah.
Got to see Deborah Hodges. She's all giddy and everything because everything's cranking up. Hopefully, and I think she said maybe 6 weeks they'll have the storefront open and then start building the manufacturer part of it.
Well, while we're on that part of the county, Satsuma House of Pizza opened this week.
I saw that.
Yeah, Chris made a little post that – thank you for putting up with the wait. We're still learning. And I think people are just so happy to have really great pizza, which they lost when Pentoli's closes. Probably just getting the whole Pentoli's crowd.
Yeah.
Which was good people.
Yeah.
It was always a great place, too. So congratulations to Chris. His third house of pizza now.
Yes. I mean, they come from a good pizza family.
Mm-hmm.
They're connected with dad, the other restaurants.
Yeah. His dad has several places over in Baldwin County, including the busiest restaurant in the Fort Morgan area, the pizza place there that has two parking spaces. And the city council's not happy sometimes because they'll just have the Fort Morgan road blocked trying to get in to get a pizza.
That's the way the one in Gulf Shores was, man. Mm-hmm. It's just like hardly any parking there. But it wasn't a place. It was a place to pick up your pizza and go home and eat it.
Yeah.
And people raved about it.
Yeah.
People raved about that.
And they do. And, you know, Chris opened one in Lucedale as well that people love. Lucedale's got a lot of pizza places.
Lucedale's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
A
number
town.
Of good barbecue places as well. So
Landmark restaurant.
Yeah. We talked about it, I believe, last week while you were out. I talked about that whole, you know, surprisingly good food scene there in Lucedale and then heading south. And you hit Agricola and on down to Hurley.
Yeah.
Which you still hadn't been to Sassy's yet in Hurley, have you?
I have not.
That's your kind of place, Mike. All the Alabama memorabilia on the wall.
I used to go to a lot of places when I didn't own a home. Now that I own a home, I can't afford to go out and eat.
Yeah.
I got a place to starve to death.
There you go. Yeah, you could starve to death with a roof over your head.
Just kidding. Yeah.
The appetizer at Sassy's. I love the size of their burgers. The small is an 8-ounce patty. The large is a 10-ounce. But they have this appetizer that's French fries, pulled barbecue rib meat, cheese, and a little barbecue drizzle on top. And son, that's one of the best things.
Kind of like a poutine.
Nope, nothing like poutine. There's no gravy. There's no cheese curd.
Oh,
the only thing that's in common is French fries.
Okay.
Yeah. It's you've had barbecue fries, right? Where they put pulled pork on it. Well, this is just pulled rib meat.
Okay.
And, oh, that is so much better. I did. There's this part of the rib that usually gets discarded. Because people just want the main bone part.
Yeah.
And you can buy that and barbecue it, and it tastes just like ribs, but there's so many little knuckles and stuff scattered through it, you can't just eat it.
They sell them as knuckles, don't they?
Yeah. And you just pull it. And then you've got pulled pork that tastes like barbecue ribs. And what's wrong with that? I mean.
Nothing at all.
Yeah. But you attended your 483rd high school reunion last week.
Yep. Damn.
Let's see, who was there from your crowd? John Adams was there, and his grandson Q was running around.
I saw on TV this morning that they've got a time capsule that they're going to open up for the for our 250th United States anniversary birthday. And there's a document of
the sesquibicentennial.
I don't know.
Is that what that would be called?
But they got a and this thing was buried a long time ago, and they've got a.
That's how time capsules work.
I know, and they've got, I think, a copy of the independent. I mean, the Declaration of Independence. Hmm. I remember when they put that in there.
The time capsule that George Washington buried.
Yeah, and they had to do several different designs so it would get even moisture in there, but we'll find out. Anyway,
yeah,
it was my class reunion, and I loved seeing everybody. Mm-hmm. And I know they're not for everybody, but for everybody they are for, we were all there, and we had a good time. We really had a good time, and it's good to see people who are still with us. And we honored those who have passed on.
What you need
us.
To worry about is when you start seeing the people that aren't still with us.
I know it.
Yeah.
That would be scary.
Chances are it means you're not still with us. Or you're at a seance.
So anyway, well, I'm gonna give out a little Ouija board
for the next funeral. Class reunion.
How about my funeral? Give out these little miniature Ouija boards and say, "Let's stay in touch."
I've got a friend who has it in his will that his casket is not to be wheeled into the church until halfway through the proceedings because he wants to be late for his own funeral.
I know people who are going to be late for the funeral. They're always late for everything. We had a good time. And a lot of these people probably won't be with us for the 55 or 60. So, it's good. It's good to see them while you can. So, and some people have not changed. Mm-hmm. Some people like, wow, what have you been doing? Take youth pills,
Fountain of youth. Not being at Callahan's every Wednesday night for 35 years.
In the garage. And So, some people are really taking good care of them. Because, what happened?
Nothing. What'd you do?
Oh. Here we go. I got to wiggle the cord a little bit.
Yeah. Mike's headphones went out on him, so
yeah.
He thought the world had ended. He's like, the sun just went supernova.
Just like the other day when Facebook went out for 20 minutes, so the world panicked.
Oh, did Facebook go out the other day?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. No big whoop.
So, it probably the best. Probably
what are the chances that would be the 120 minute span? That
I probably
I
got
Facebook
more done that morning. Around the house and I hear a so I got the giddies this morning.
Yeah.
So
it's because you're feeling all youthful coming off your high school reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got reunited. There's did it feel so good?
Oh, and you know what? It was at the Athelstan Club. Friday night was at the waterfront. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
251-343-0106 is the call and text line. Love to hear from you.
Mike Bailey, Stuart Reb Donald. Devoted to the complete gastronomic experience.
I want a big butter and egg man.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
So Friday night,
yep,
was what I always call the icebreaker night. We were at the waterfront, mm-hmm, and Pete really did us, and Nick did us a great job there, and Corey. And Corey kind of coordinated the word association. She coordinated, and they put all the food out there for us, and we had about 100 people there show up Friday night.
That's and more than we're in your graduating class.
Huh?
That's more than we're in your graduating class.
No, sir. We had like 440 in our class that year. It must have been a cold November, December then. But anyway, and then Saturday night we went to the Athelstan Club, mm-hmm, downtown. Apparently we have some members, classmates that are members there, so we were able to get it.
Not you.
Not me.
No. You know, that place is too well respected to let our kind in.
Yeah, but they have a chef there named Ashley Saunier, a guy. Great chef. He's had a restaurant in Mobile there at Midtown where been other, now it's called Ray's. You know, it's Ray's cigar place.
Oh.
So it was a restaurant you worked at it one time.
Yeah, Little House Bistro. Yeah. Osman owned it, mm-hmm, before we moved in there.
But it was called Saunier's. French New Orleans name.
Also used to be one of the pizza places that Chris Quill's dad owned.
Okay, there you go. So it was there, and it was a great weekend. But anyway, let's get to other important. You know, Pete's got Hunter Fietti, mm-hmm, Guy Fietti's son,
coming in a couple of weeks.
Is
it new wine?
They're going to do a wine dinner.
Oh, okay.
Sunset Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to do it
there. The original waterfront.
There you go. That's it, the first one.
Yeah.
But you might want to look on social media at that or call them and maybe make a reservation and get to meet Guy Fieri's son, who's Hunter, up and coming now on Food Network.
And we've hung out with Hunter, mm-hmm, before, but when Guy was here and the last time Hunter came through town. Just a very impressive young man.
Oh, I'm
intelligent, driven.
I'm just blown away about his rearings because he was raised well.
Yeah.
He's got great parents.
Just so amicable. It was fun hanging out with him. Have you and I are not big fans of this international kickball they call soccer. But
they try to call it football. But
yeah. But it is, right now what's going on is they've been having what are called friendlies, which I think means an exhibition match to let the teams get used to being in this time zone, this hemisphere, because, mm-hmm, you know, it's teams from all over the world. Well, one of the things that happens is, like deadheads follow the Grateful Dead around, there are European soccer fans that follow soccer, the sport, around.
Oh, yeah.
And they are touring the United States now because all the soccer events going on. And one guy is Kenny LA7 from Germany. Has about 375,000 followers, and he attended the friendly Tuesday night between Argentina and Iceland at Jordan-Hare Stadium in Auburn, Alabama. And all of these soccer fans that attended the game, and they did all the stuff that Auburn does for a game day. They flew the War Eagle. They did the light show. They did the swag surf.
Saw that, yeah.
All the stuff they do. These soccer fans were absolutely blown away by what Auburn University had to offer, the town, the stadium experience. But then Kenny is making his way to Houston for the next one, stayed in Fairhope that night because he couldn't find a hotel in Auburn, and did a bunch of posts from Auburn and from Fairhope just saying, this is not the America I was shown on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is friendly. The food is phenomenal. I feel so safe. I've seen other ones walking around parks going, he was Romanian, I believe. He goes, do you see this park? And I don't know where he was. It wasn't Mobile. It wasn't Auburn. It was somewhere in the U.S. He scans his phone around. Look at all of these women walking by themselves with purses and jewelry. You can't do that in my country. You'll get robbed. He said, they're walking around. It's perfectly safe. And what they are learning, because all of them, if you go on Twitter is where you'll find them, like the Kenny LA7 is only on Twitter, and he's told people, I don't have any other accounts. This is all I do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, I'd been to America before, and it was just like on the news. But the only places they ever went before were New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Orlando. That's not America. America is every place
small
that
town.
Isn't New York, Chicago, small LA, town. Or Orlando. So they're traveling, especially in the South. They are absolutely blown away by the quality of our food. They're telling us Taco Bell is better than anything they've got in Europe. Taco Bell, that's bottom of the barrel fast food.
Well, I certainly will agree that in the South we've got the best food.
Yeah, they've been to Buc-ee's, they've been to Chick-fil-A. They're hitting pretty much, and because of the budget, pretty much it's just fast food that they're hitting, stuff like that. But it's still stuff we
take.
But
have they
done
gas station yet?
They have done some gas stations, but pretty much only if it has a chain in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they showed the Buc-ee's. He goes, this is a gas station. A gas station. So it is really fun to watch all of these Europeans that are, well, like the saying goes, if you want to visit America, you don't fly. You drive.
Mm-hmm.
You drive across the country.
It's like when I've gone to Europe.
Yeah.
You drive.
Yeah, you drive. That's how you get to know a country. You don't. The airports do not represent the culture.
Yeah.
And if that's all you ever see is the airports, then a shuttle to a hotel, you stay in the hotel, then you take a shuttle back to the airport, and you just stay in these big cities that are not at all microcosms of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
They are anomalies. All of those big cities are anomalies to American culture. And all the people that agree with that big city culture, that's cool. That's part of America, too. They decide to live in the big cities. The people that want the real America move out, and they live anywhere but those cities.
Yeah, yeah. Nick Vitale, the basketball announcer.
Dick Vitale? Yeah, I don't know who Nick is.
I saw he ate at Gambino's the other night.
Oh, good for him.
He's in town, or he was.
Yeah.
And he ate at Gambino's. Yeah. Good Italian New York or Northeast Italian guy eating in an Italian restaurant. Hey.
Makes sense.
But yeah, I saw his post and they're staying at the Grand Hotel.
Yeah.
So y'all go knock on his room door and wake him up.
Tell him Mike and Stu sent you.
Can I have your autograph?
By the way, David Hubbell said, Stu, his wife said that the guy from Germany is not Kenny but Freddie.
Freddie, yes, Freddie. Thank you. Freddie. I was so worried about the LA7 part, I forgot the basic name. Yes, thank you, David. Freddie LA7.
Okay.
Yeah, Freddie. And he's very congenial. There's a country singer that he's fallen in love with, and it's a new female.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I have, too.
He better get in line.
Yeah, and everyone informed him, hey, she's an Auburn graduate. And now she has invited him and his partners to come to a concert of hers.
Oh, cool.
And they're going to get to go backstage and meet her. J.J. Watt is going to show him around Houston.
Cool.
Lined him up with a hotel in one of the skyscrapers in one of the many downtowns that Houston
has. See what social media can do for you. And
that's Twitter doing what Twitter was designed to do. Politics is not supposed to be on Twitter.
There's two guys from Britain, and they've been here for a couple of years. They've been hitting all these restaurants around the United States, mm-hmm. and they're showing, you know, they're Brits that come in here.
Mm-hmm.
They're not used to this food.
Are you talking about the couple?
No, it's not a couple. It's two guys.
Okay,
they're now both of them have married women in the U.S.
Yeah,
but they had to keep going back.
There's
every
a
now
British
and
couple that was recently in Alabama. They're really good. Well, there's two British couples. There's one that's young, and one is more like in their mid 40s. They're a biracial couple.
Mm-hmm.
They're just absolutely wonderful. The younger ones, they say their new headquarters when they come to America is Birmingham. They prefer Birmingham, Alabama, to New York or Houston. And we're just like, Birmingham's cool. You need to go to Nashville. You need to go to Charlotte. So they are exploring everything, and they get an Airbnb. In fact, they had one next to the Barron's Stadium.
Okay.
And they went to a baseball game on hot dog night, and they're just blown away by Alabama. And they're, you know, all of them when they try barbecue. There's nothing like that in Europe. Mm-hmm. And I saw two British guys that were trying their first ribs in a Texas place. And both of them, the first bite in the rib, because they had a knife and fork, and this old boy comes over and he goes, "Lesson number one, man, you don't need a knife and fork. You pick that up with your fingers, and you eat it off the bone."
There you go.
And they're kind of looking at him weird, and when they take their first bite and they see how tender the meat is, their eyes just light up, and they're like, "I've never had meat that was this tender and this flavor."
Those two guys in
room. Yeah, that's probably the two guys.
Josh and Josh.
Yeah. And that one's kind of, that clip's kind of old. It's been around for about 2 years. I mean, relatively old when you consider the internet.
Well, folks, we got to go.
We're done. We're only half a show this week. Oh, no, give a phone number. Maybe
251-343-0106. When we come back, we got Danny Calametti on here talking about some burgers. Burgers. And what is a burger?
Down on Mobile Bay, stars are brightly shining, and my heart is pining for the South each day. My sweetheart is waiting, cute and fascinating. Well, if I buy the Dixie Show.
For more than a decade, Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
I don't smoke, I don't shoot.
Alrighty. It ain't gumbo, but it's hamburgers, and that's close. And then we got Danny Calametti goes in that same sentence.
What about either burger gumbo or a gumbo burger? Run with that. Run with that. Danny, what do you think about that?
Well, I only heard the part of it, so I don't know what the gumbo burger was all about. But anyway.
We don't know. If we're just coming up with names, now you got to invent it.
All right, so well, Roy did a gumbo sandwich, basically when he was in the World Food Championship. It was based on a gumbo sandwich. It was pretty darn good because he almost won that $10,000 prize. So yeah, and that's almost a good segue. It wasn't gumbo, but it was shrimp and grits. I will tell you that I had some of the best shrimp and grits over at the Salty Shuffle captain's table. Let me talk about that because I covered some territory yesterday. I was in Gulf Shores Saturday morning.
Wow, three states. Friday evening
had a captain's table, captain's party for the Salty Shuffle, which was a fundraiser for Sea Glass Charities. Sea Glass Charities is a great event, a great organization. They're working to help the homeless in Baldwin County. And one of their projects is the table, which is they set up and they feed the homeless throughout Baldwin County. But they don't feed the homeless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They feed the homeless chef-cooked meals. And Sandy Evans is one of our judges. She's done a lot of World Food Championships. But Melissa Hillman is also a caterer, and she's running Sea Glass Charities. They put together one of the best shrimp and grits dishes I have ever had, bar none. It was absolutely delicious. So I got to give a shout out to those folks. My Gulf Shores run Saturday morning, I was on the media boat, and we just went out and it's a poker run. So you run up and down the canal over there, and we started at Pirates Cove and Oso and GT's and Lulu's, and they had another half a dozen or so stops they had to make. So it's just, they did a great event, raised a bunch of money, raised a bunch of awareness about what they're doing for the homeless over in Baldwin County. And I hopped in my car and went from Gulf Shores to Gulfport and made it in a reasonable amount of time.
Did you take the ferry to Dolphin Island to save some time, or did you do all road?
I did all road because the ferry was backed up. Okay. The wait for the ferry was I really looked at it, but they were filling up. And you know, that works if you can time it correctly with what time the ferry's leaving and how long the line is to get there. So
yeah, and it was awfully respectable and humble of you not to use your name to get ahead of the line, you know.
I don't think that would work very well, but it's a nice thought anyway. And then we were in Gulfport at the Mississippi Heroes home base. Mississippi Heroes is a charity over there that 501c3 that builds ramps for veterans and senior citizens throughout the area. So they do a great job, and And as my buddy Mike alluded to, this was a redo of the rescheduling of the burger competition. So we had four teams, and they were all fabulous burgers. They were just we had Megan Branton, who won Billy's Bacon with her All American burger. She turned in a great burger. Didn't win this event. There was another, but it was, you know, just a great All American burger. Another friend of mine from Debbie Rivera with Barbacoa Barbecue out of Puerto Rico. Mm. Debbie works for Corps of Engineers, and just so happened she was in town doing a project with Corps, or doing some training with Corps of Engineers. So she came and she turned in a surf and turf burger. It was a nice bacon pinwheel burger crowned with pan-seared shrimp and a honey spot. Oh, it was very good. It was very good. Those were two items that didn't win. The other one that didn't win outright, we engaged a guy who's normally on my end of the table. Greg Thompson is one of my promoters and judges, and he's been a world food judge. He did a bone marrow and strawberry sriracha burger. Ooh. With a blend of chuck, short rib, and brisket. Mm-hmm. And then he had American and crumbled goat cheese, and he finished it with a signature strawberry sriracha reduction.
I'm guessing.
No, it really wasn't ketchup. It was strawberry.
Adding that sweet and acid part that ketchup normally does.
Oh yeah, it was really good. What do you think about that? My
thoughts were it needed bacon.
It would have been would have been good. Bacon would have been good.
Yeah. Just to give it something. But the bone marrow, you're going to drown out the bone marrow. Now, was the bone marrow like a spread on the bun, or was it mixed into the blend?
No, it was spread on the bun. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I talked with Greg about how he was doing that, and the bone marrow kind of got bled out when you started grilling the meat. So he tried a couple of different ways to do that. It was a delicious. And then of course Mike had alluded to the almost controversy because the winner was, is that really a burger? And so I had to explain we didn't define it as being a hamburger. Mm-hmm. We said it was a burger. And the winner was an ahi tuna burger.
Oh,
and it was a
long as there's meat involved, it's a burger. Don't come at me with veggie burgers. There's no such thing.
Oh, no. We'd have had to. So it was a sesame crusted seared rare tuna burger on a brochet burn. We had a wasabi mayo with a crisp Asian slaw and a delicious microgreens mix. Oh, it was absolutely was delicious.
The chips were a treat.
Oh yeah, on top of that,
kettle chips.
I don't know what kind of chips.
That's going to be homemade.
A crispy kettle cooked chips. Yeah,
is that saffron on top? Or?
Saffron and threads. It's orange and thread-like. Is that green? Mike is showing me a picture of it and asking me to tell him what it is.
These burgers are not small.
Picture works so well on the radio too. Yeah.
These are not crystal burgers. These things are big.
Well, they're burgers, not sliders.
Yeah.
So
a burger really should be 5 ounces of meat or more to be called a burger.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So the issue is, this is Brad Johnson, our winner, and the amazing thing is, this is the third golden ticket that he has won this year. This year, and you can't win but one, so he passed it on to Greg Thompson, who's going to be cooking in the World Food Championships for the first time. He's judged it for years and years, mm-hmm. and this is going to be the first time he gets to cook it.
Cool.
So that's all the fun stuff. We talked about our buddy Deborah Hodges. So I asked her to come. She cooked turned in a People's Choice, and it was she did a bacon cheeseburger biscuit seasoned with Hall's seasoning, which she was proud to announce coming to her new store, which is going to be Hall. The store is going to be Hall's Fine Meats and Neighborhood Market. So she's hoping to have the storefront open in about 6 weeks. Her sausage making is going to be in mid-fall, so we're going to have sausage for Thanksgiving and at least for definitely by Christmas.
Excellent.
But Deborah's a Mississippi girl, and so she's talking about the fresh tomatoes were picked in Ellisville Saturday morning, and dill pickles made by the mama, the lady who lives across the road from the church, from her church. So, so she made a dipping sauce, which was really a farmer's market dipping sauce. And you know, Deborah does just a great job with what she does. She claims she's not a chef, but she's a damn fine cook, I can tell you that. So she had her bacon cheeseburger biscuits, and just a great time. And you know, the Mississippi folks are very hospitable.
Yes, they are.
They know how to do that, and it was just a great time. And this was a, this wasn't an open competition. I mean, an open event. This was a thank you for all the volunteers and the sponsors that supported the event. You know, earlier back in Long Beach. So it was a nice event. It was a friendly event. Everybody had got playing nice music, and it was just a casual event. And after I got through running around, I might have had a bourbon or so, but just enough to ease my stress. I still I didn't have too much that I wasn't able to safely drive home, so I was aware of that. And so, but I was toast by the time I got home.
Catherine showed us those trophies, that trophy and those cups. They were
custom made by a local potter there. They were very good.
They were great. Wow, those are amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, so we had a good time, and we've got it on the books for the first weekend of March back in Long Beach. Cool. They got a couple of things they're looking at trying to do different events there, and the good news is they seem to like what we do with Alabama Coasting and our Team Alabama. So we're still. And I tell folks, even though I'm Team Alabama, I got long Mississippi roots. My mom's family was from Mississippi, so we go back to the Cuevases in Mississippi and all that type stuff. So we've got some blue-blooded Mississippi roots as well.
I'm from Laurel.
Yeah. Folks that don't know, Cuevas is as common as Smith around Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
a friend of mine used to work at the Domino's there in Long Beach, and just for a joke on Friday nights, they go, pick up order for Cuevas just to watch 100 people walk up there.
There's a Cuevas on the historical marker down there in the Biloxi Cemetery that he's known as the Paul Revere of the War of 1812. He was on the boats going from island to island letting folks know the British were coming.
Hey, Danny, when I was in pharmaceutical sales, my bosses would come in from up north, and I'd go through Mississippi, and I'd say, if you can pronounce that name of this town, I will buy you lunch today.
Or this river, which, by the way, is Chitticabuffa.
But I was taking them through Goshen.
Ah.
Goshen, there you go.
Goatier.
Then head north of Gulfport, take them through Sosha.
Sosha.
Which ends in an R, by the way. Sosha ends in an R.
All right. Well, I'll post some of these pictures on my Alabama Coasting page, and I'll link you guys to that as well.
Cool.
So you look at some of the pictures, and I know we're getting ready to wrap up because my ears starting to itch, and that seems like it's always time to get ready.
It's that fungus.
All right. If people want to find out what you got coming up in the future, where's a good place to find you?
That's the Alabama Coasting on Facebook is really the best place. I don't get too much around that website stuff anymore. That just gets bogged down and stuff. You got to keep
old
it updated.
School. Old school.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. I know. All right, guys. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk
Danny,
soon.
Thanks. Had a good time last night.
All right. Good. Talk to you soon.
Awesome, all right, buddy.
All right. Bye.
You know, he said he had a bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he'd waited till today, he could have done it on National Bourbon Day.
Huh? Well, he could still have a bourbon.
And that's hamburger?
Yeah.
That's today's National Strawberry Shortcake Day.
Oh, so.
Got like a short, you know.
Yeah.
How about it? Just a day early.
Yeah. Ahi tuna burger sounds phenomenal.
It was delicious.
If you want similar flavors to that, get the ahi tuna nachos that Pete does at either Sunset Point or at the one downtown that I'm slipping the name. Squid Ink. Yeah, he does both of those there. A lot of it's going to be the seared tuna. It's going to be the wasabi and an aioli. Mm-hmm. It is really one of the best dishes on the Gulf Coast.
Awesome.
I love his seared tuna nachos.
Awesome.
And it's fried wonton chips for the tortillas.
Well,
yeah, it's really good. Really good dish.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, man, tuna should not be cooked. And if it is, not much. What you get out of the can is such a poor representation of what tuna can be. But I also love tuna fish out of a can.
Mm-hmm.
But I have had some really great dishes that are just raw tuna and some soy sauce, and that's all you need.
251-343-0106.
Let's call and text them. It's a mighty good food. It's a great day meal when I'm in the mood. Cowpokes will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind.
They are the dynamic duo of dining. Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Okay, hey, I got a few birthdays I want to shout out here.
Well, let us have them, Mike.
Eldrin, Aaron Childress, Sayers. I butchered that, I'm
Sayers.
Sure. She, it was her birthday recently, a few days ago. That's she it. Owns Farm Fresh Meats in Robertsville.
Great butcher shop in Robertsville.
Oh, sure fantastic. Is. Then Tanya Garrett just had her birthday.
Le Bouchon.
Last week was 10-year anniversary for Le Bouchon.
And then this week is her 30th birthday.
There you go. Okay.
I like to keep Tanya happy.
There you go. And Shelley Wilson, she owns McGee's on the Hill.
Ah, great little
here,
place.
Right over here. Great little place. It's quaint.
Yeah, and in Spring Hill. That's the hill that it's on.
I see. One more. I think it may have been McGee's Inn. Yeah. I used to like to go to that place in during the winter because it was tiny and it was so
cozy.
Cozy.
Yeah, cozy.
And set at the bar.
Yeah. Oh, really? You?
Well, everybody, it was so popular, there were no seats at the tables. Yeah. Had to sit at the bar or stand at the bar.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, what you got?
Well, I told you during the break. I made my own homemade yogurt this week using my bread machine. It has a yogurt setting.
Oh.
Incredibly easy to do. 4 cups of milk, 2 tablespoons of plain yogurt, put it in the bread machine for 8 hours. And pull it out and refrigerate it. Get an ice bath, chill it down. Mm-hmm. You got yogurt. Then if you put it in a coffee filter and strain out the excess whey, you've got Greek yogurt. And so it's as good as yogurt can be. And it cost $1 for me to make 32 ounces. And if I were to get that in Chobani or a brand like that, it would be $4 or $5.
Yep. I paid $8 the other day.
Well, you're
$8.
If I had your money, I'd throw mine away.
Well, okay.
What you got for us, Steve?
Jarhead's on the line. Go ahead. Good morning.
Jarhead, are you going to tell us how you make yogurt?
No. I don't eat sour ice cream.
I don't eat it like ice cream, man. I eat it like yogurt. You know, it. You can use it, flavor it, and use it as a mayonnaise replacement. You won't hardly notice it on sandwiches.
Hmm.
Well, I have eaten some yogurts before. It's usually the fruit cups and stuff like that. But we're actually talking about sandwiches a while ago. Did I hear somebody say something about a gumbo burger?
It was a joke I was making. I said a burger gumbo or a gumbo burger. Now
that brings back a sandwich that I used to eat years ago when me and Moses come in for lunch, you know, or dinner. And, you know, after you get through with that big spaghetti dinner, there might be a little bit of meat left. Mm-hmm. No noodles. So what do? You get out a slice of light bread, put you a little of the spaghetti meat on it, and have a spaghetti sandwich.
I have done that with leftover taco meat. Call it a sloppy Jose.
And we used to have a little saying that
yours would be a sloppy Giovanni.
Really,
what was that?
But if we used to have a saying that go along with that, that if something was really messed up, it was screwed up as a spaghetti sandwich.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, didn't Danny say that Roy made a gumbo burger?
No, he said he made a gumbo sandwich.
Okay.
A sandwich. Which burger is
a burger sandwich?
A burger is a sandwich, but not all sandwiches are burgers.
Might have to change that saying to screwed up as a gumbo sandwich.
Who was it? Chris down at the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. He did a gumbo pizza one time. At one of the cook-offs down on Dolphin Island. Just use the roux basically for the sauce with some seafood stock in it, and then the ingredients that you put on top of it or in the gumbo.
Well, now, guys, y'all were talking about fast food here earlier, and I've got a question for you. Why is it when You know, I live in Saraland, and we just recently opened up a new McDonald's. Okay. The old McDonald's on 43 had probably been there, oh, I can remember when they had the little playground with the balls in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been there for a while. But they put this new McDonald's over on across from Walmart, and I guess there's something about a new restaurant, even if it's an old restaurant.
Especially
why
in Saraland.
Why do people want to crowd in there like it's going to be
Especially
Saraland. Different?
You remember when they opened that silly Ruby Tuesdays and you couldn't get in there for a month? And then a month, and ever since, you can walk in there anytime you want and they ain't busy. But that first month, they kill it.
And you know, you're
when
about,
they opened Wenzel's across the street, that killed that Ruby Tuesday.
You're talking about the playground. It used to be a happy family place. Now they look like they're gothic. The McDonald's look gothic now.
Who's this? The Adams would say that's a happy family place.
Well, yeah, I have the only one that I have seen that does not play that we're open 60 days and we're crowded and then it drops off is the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, well, that's because they're closed on Sundays, so they're having to stagger that out longer to make up for all the Sundays they couldn't stand in line.
I swear, I believe I could open one on the other side of Saraland and make just as many people come in there and buy Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Yeah, possibly. Well, you know, the center of Saraland commerce has moved to the interstate. That's why
right.
The other McDonald's probably is hanging on now, and they probably will get to a point where the lease is up and they just close it.
But there's plenty
it'll probably turn into a lake shop.
There's plenty of mom-and-pop restaurants along 43 there to take care. Because that's where I eat at when I go to Saraland. I go to the mom-and-pops.
Yeah, and if you want locally owned fast food, you got a Hart's Fried Chicken right there. I love me some Hart's. That's the first place I ever had tater tots from. Only thing I don't like from Hart's is I don't like those rolls. Give me a biscuit.
Not anymore.
What?
Hart's in Saraland has closed.
No.
Hey, yeah. How about
when
Shipyard?
I used to go there.
Have
when
you
I,
been
when
Shipyard?
I would barbecue, when I used to barbecue and I didn't feel like making coleslaw, I'd just go up to Hart's and get some of their coleslaw. Now I can't even do that.
They
anymore.
Do that. They did that with Cock of the Walk. People would go get their coleslaw from Cocoa Wall. But have you eaten at Shipyard
Cafe.
Shipyard
Cafe. It's
in
Chickasaw.
Yeah.
Across from Whataburger.
Oh, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
Okay, Saraland Chicken. They're close there.
They're close,
I
but they are
been to
too,
Chickasaw
too
in so long. I don't know if it's still open.
Who? Where?
But I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, it's on the it's not on 43. It's on a side road at the same corner that Whataburger is at. That Whataburger's been there a long time.
But that Shipyard,
they got a
Philly cheesesteak sandwich that's the bomb. It's awesome.
We're supposed to be getting a Philly cheesesteak shop in Mobile, Baldwin County area. Forget where, forget the name. But it's going to be the first time you've ever had a real Philly cheesesteak because all the restaurants in the country, not just here, make it with sirloin that's shredded. Real Philly cheesesteaks are made with ribeye that is shaved. And this place is going to do the ribeye shaved for a real Philly cheesesteak. And the two cheeses will be provolone or cheese whiz, just like you get in Philadelphia.
Hmm.
Well, it's good to hear both of you guys back on the air today. And, hey, next time you have a sip and chew with a Michaelis stew, give me a call. I'll come down there and talk food with you.
All right. I'll keep that in mind, brother.
Bring some in Hart's biscuits.
We just said Hart's closed, man.
Oh, but there's other Hart's.
Yeah, but they're not in
probably
Saraland.
Still one on Spring Hill Avenue.
There is.
That one won't ever close.
There is.
I'll tell you this. If you want a chain biscuit other than the fast food, Maple Street Biscuit Company, their biscuits are fine. So, and I stopped in and got a half dozen last week after the show, just plain biscuits.
But if you want a really good locally owned biscuit, go to Dick Russell's. 2-5. No, we're gone.
We're done. We're in. Have a good day, Jarhead.
Folks, get out there, support local, be local.
Give us a provolone, Jarhead.
Provolone.
Go get you some. Go get you Dick Russell.
That's the
biscuits today. All right, provolone, folks. Provolone.
All right, well, that does it.